This is a story from a few weeks back that sadly didn't get enough attention on this program, but hey, better late than never. The battle against these killer COVID bioweapon jabs is not a cause limited to America or even the West. Now, over in Japan, top medical voices are warning about these shots also. A collection of professors and researchers at some of Japan's leading universities are now conducting new research on these COVID injections. Dr. Masanori Fukushima of Kyoto University is one of Japan's most distinguished doctors. He has hundreds of scientific publications and thousands of citations. He's an oncologist with more than 25 years of experience, and last November he delivered a stark warning to the Japanese public. He said, quote, "The harm caused by these vaccines is now a worldwide problem." Well, given the scale of adverse events occurring after the shots, he said, billions of lives were in danger. Dr. Fukushima said more research into the shots is necessary, and that in the meantime, full medical freedom for the public to choose not to receive these shots is essential. Chris Skye is a Canadian dissident who has repeatedly been arrested for fighting against vaccine and mask mandates. He's been a freedom fighter in Canada since day one, along with Pastor Artur Pawlowski. Well, the Canadian regime has been coming down hard on him, and he's set to go on trial in February. He has our full backing, of course, and he joins us now. Chris, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Actually, I started my trial a couple of days ago, and I actually got arrested upon arrival in Ontario. But I have to say this. Thankfully, a high-ranking officer with discretion, because he knew I was coming there for court, forced them to release me rather than hold me overnight. So I actually got started off to a good trial. It was supposed to be 3 days, and it ended up we needed another 2 days. So that's why I'm going back there in February. But let's talk about these shots. Let's talk about Japan. So the researchers in Japan are stating these vaccines are so dangerous that not only should we have medical choice, but now they want to do an investigation into all these different adverse reactions we're seeing. And the thing that tipped them off, when they were doing autopsies on this, nobody really talking about this anywhere, the bodies from people who had been vaccinated had a higher than normal temperature, some over 100 degrees for dead bodies. And this was a theme that was congruent among all of them, the regardless of how they died. And then they uncovered the same thing you uncovered, the massive blood clots. They uncovered all these heart conditions that are going around. So now there's voices they're trying to investigate at the millions of these shots. And from there, everyone saw what happened to Damar Hamlin. He fell, collapsed. They said it was kind of a hit to his chest. That prompted somebody that I talked to over a year ago. Over a year ago, everyone remembers the Travis Scott concert in Texas. Everybody needed to be jabbed to attend. We had multiple people, I think it was over 10 people, collapse suddenly. Some of them died. We're talking children to young adult age. At the time, I got a phone call from a man who purported to be the uncle of one of the females who collapsed and did not die on the spot. She spent the next like 4 to 6 weeks in and out of hospital and eventually did die. And at that point, I never heard from this gentleman again until the Damar Hamlin incident. He contacted me, and he told me a very chilling story, and this is not a unique story. That's the scary part. He told me that it was determined that the Moderna shot is what caused his family member to pass away, and rather than go public with the story, Moderna came in and basically put this entire family, immediate and extended family, into like a witness protection style program where they relocated them to a different part of Texas, gave them new house, new cars, new cell phones, new everything. And they weren't allowed to talk to people from their previous life, and they weren't allowed to talk about what was going on.
Wait a minute. I mean, this sounds like a movie. So you're talking about a big pharmaceutical company actually came through and gave these people a new life, a new identity.
And how could they do that without the government? And that's what everybody needs to know. This is a joint operation. This is a military operation between the government, the pharmaceutical companies, and they're involving the military. And they are under military doctrine. And in military doctrine, the law of war states that civilian casualties, whether intentional or not, need to be dealt with. And the best way, and I got military and government documents sent to me from a female researcher who saw my original video, and that's how I know this, and I posted these documents on my Telegram, and it shows that literally the standard operating procedure for when the government or the military and their partners, Big Pharma, indiscriminately or accidentally kill civilians, they call them casualties of war, and the most common method to deal with this is exactly what they did there. They isolate them and they give them a basic offer. You're going to take this much money and you're going to do what we say or else. And this is happening to thousands of people. And it comes with a gag order and it comes with hush money. So they're literally killing people and then paying off their loved one just to sweep this under the rug. And it's not just happening at the Travis Scott concert. This is happening all over the world, and this is happening every single day. In some cases, all they have to do is tell someone they'll pay for a funeral, and the person will keep quiet. But in cases like this, when a young person, 18-year-old, dies, they have to go a little bit more extreme. But
Chris,
this
let's
is what
unpack
we're dealing
this.
With.
Let's just unpack this just a little bit here. So let's start with the Travis Scott thing. So I don't know exactly how many people purportedly died there. I think 13, maybe a dozen, something like that. The cause of death was a stampede. That's what we were told, that they were smothered and suffocated and they died. But you're saying, no, all of them at the same time fell out because of the bioweapon injections.
100%. And I want to correct you there. They didn't even claim that any of them suffocated. That would have actually made sense. Because if you died from a stampede or being crushed, the only ways you could actually really die is from suffocation or asphyxiation, a broken neck, broken back, some broken ribs that cause internal bleeding, and you died eventually. But these people all just basically had the same thing that happened on Monday Night Football, just dropped. And some of them passed away then. And this girl, for instance, went in and out of hospital. They were running tests on her. They put her on all different types of medication. And eventually she died of organ failure was the official cause of death, was what I was told.
So,
and this... This is going everywhere. We just saw, just to back this up, we just saw in the last couple of weeks, I think, an 18-year-old MMA fighter, female champion, passed away after she was jabbed. They're trying to pretend like it was a suicide, but they're not really claiming it. And now we just had another 16-year-old female flag football player drop dead on the field. So they can't say it was because she got hit in the chest or anything like that, what they did with that. So they are literally... It's catching up to them. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Dr. Fauci retired right at the end of 2022. I think they all realize that a tidal wave of death and a tidal wave of adverse reactions are going to come. And they're literally coming up with every single excuse they can to say that it's anything but the jabs. And that's exactly what it is.
We can put this on the screen right now. This just happened as well. It looks like CTV Edmonton. In Canada, a reporter, Jessica Robb, said, I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling well. She couldn't think. She stumbled over her words. And then when they cut away from her, at the time that they were cutting away from her, she was stumbling, looking like she was going to fall face flat into the camera. In addition to that, Old Dominion sophomore Emo Essien collapsed over the weekend in that basketball game versus Georgia Southern. He was able to get up. We're supposed to pretend like professional athletes at the peak of their physical condition dropping dead and collapsing all over the place is just normal.
There's a lot of confusion around the topic of speaking in tongues because very few realize this. Did you know that the Bible describes three different expressions of the gift of tongues? There's the proof tongue, seen in Acts 2. This is the one that is heard by the unbeliever as an actual earthly language. Then there's the personal tongue. This is the personal prayer language described in 1 Corinthians 14, 2 and 4. Then there's the prophetic tongue. This is the expression of the gift used in the context of a public church gathering that commands the attention of all assembled. This is the expression that requires an interpretation when used, and it's seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13.
99% of people make this mistake about Jesus Christ. They sing hymns like Gentle Jesus, Meek and Mild. They have a cartoon Jesus, a meme Jesus that swirls around the internet, and some even put Jesus Christ on the bumper sticker of their car. But did you know, even though Jesus Christ is gentle, even though Jesus Christ is full of love, Jesus Christ is also dangerous. When Christ returns, he will not be riding on a donkey, but a white battle horse. He will not be wearing the humble clothing of a carpenter, but his robes will be dipped in blood from battle. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes again, he will not come alone, rejected. No, behind him will be an army of angels ready to set up the kingdom on earth. And I need to ask you right now, whose side are you on? The devil's side or the side of warrior Jesus?
The next video is just as strange as the one before. It was captured by a man who was riding his motorbike at night at the outskirts of town. In this region, it's not surprising to hear about many different ghost stories and accounts that the villagers share ever so often. Based on the rider's reports, he had merely been driving around at the time when he saw a strange person at the side of the road, dressed in what appeared to be some kind of white clothing. And then he saw the following occur with his own eyes. The man turned around after seeing this person moving up into the air, and they were just hovering there. Obviously, no ordinary person can do such a thing. So, do we have to believe that he came face to face with a real spirit here? The man was so freaked out that he avoided driving this road at night for a while. And who can blame him?
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters. Simba is a music artist. He's seen here doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. There's literally hundreds, maybe thousands of these photos of this exact pose, and there's other poses, we know this, on this channel. Samurai J is a music artist. He's doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. Probably just a humongous coincidence, hey? And here's a famous YouTuber, Adam Sela. He's doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. Is this just a trend? Does this mean nothing? Or does this mean something? We live in a biblical world and people sell out for fame, fortune, success? Sometimes not even that stuff. It's just like regular people. We're told in scripture who the small g god of this world is. It's Satan. Some of them will probably call him Lucifer, the light bearer. Brothers and sisters, everyone watching, God bless you.
Qual iglesia assistes?
What yes. Church?
I attend this one.
You attend this one?
Yes. But I have acid reflux in the chest.
The Lord's not talking about your reflux. He's talking about you're a nice man, you're a good man, but the Lord has higher expectations of you. You could be doing a lot more.
Yes, I believe that. Thank you.
You like television?
Yeah, I love it.
You know where I see your television?
Where?
On the trash tip. God has higher expectations of you. Throw away your television and serve Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You see, people say, yes, I serve God, but they continue with their own habits and what they want to do. And God has a purpose. There's lots of people, sir, that you could serve in Jesus Christ and you could help. Don't waste your time. You've only got one life. How old are you now?
38.
You may have gone through half of it already. So don't waste the other half of television. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Hey, Leah, have we ever met?
No.
So you don't know who I am?
No.
Do you know what I do?
No.
Okay, praise God. Okay, here we go. Check this out. Okay. Okay, so now, you say you have pain where?
In my knee.
Which one?
This one.
Okay, so if you're to bend it, you can actually feel pain.
Yes.
Okay, so bend your knee, right? And how much is the pain from 1 to 10?
About a 5.
About a 5, so it's really there.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to take this piece of paper here.
Oh, hold on. Okay.
Right, have you ever seen me do this?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to fold it. and fold this piece of paper. Once, twice. That's sloppy, but okay. So just hold that.
Okay.
So you're probably asking yourself why I did that, right?
Yep.
You have no idea what's going on.
No idea.
Right, okay, so unfold that paper. One, two. Okay, now bend your knee.
Did you hear it pop?
Yeah. Did it pop?
Yes.
Okay, bend it again. Does it hurt?
No, it's weird. No, it doesn't. It hurt.
Bend it again. Go all the way down.
No, it doesn't hurt.
Okay, what just happened? Now, is this a lie or am I just messing with you?
No,
did it really leak? It even popped, right?
Yes.
Okay, so why do you think it happened? Just take a crazy thought of why the pain left.
I honestly don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Yeah? You don't have any idea?
Any, no.
No? No. Now, if I was to tell you to give me an answer, what would you say?
I couldn't answer.
You couldn't answer me, right? Yeah, hey, what if I told you that I walk around in the name of Jesus and I take the pain out of people all day long?
I would believe you.
Would you believe me?
Yes, I would.
Why?
Because you just took the pain out of my head.
That's right, right? You believe me?
Yeah, I believe you.
It's true, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now you're watching.
Yeah.
So do you have any pain in your body?
Yes.
Where do you have it?
All over.
Okay, hey, hand her that piece of paper. Fold it up. Wait. Fold it up.
Like this?
Yeah. Okay, wait, before you give it to her, where's the pain at right now? If you were to say
it's
one, it's in your feet?
I have neuropathy.
Okay, you have what?
Neuropathy.
Okay, well, check this out. Have we ever met before?
No.
Do you know me?
No.
Okay, awesome. You ever met her before?
No.
Okay, hey, hand me that piece of paper.
I think you need to hand me a paper.
No, you hand it to her. Okay, just hold on to that. Right? So, it's okay. So could you unfold that piece of paper real quick? And that's one fold, and unfold it again, and two fold. Okay, so where's the pain in your feet at? Can you feel it still?
Yes.
You're still there?
Yes.
I have a messed up right knee, and
that's the power of God coming on your knee. Power of God coming on your knee. Power of God coming on your knee. What else? That's the power of God coming on you. We having fun?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It's the power of God coming on my knee. What do you feel happening? What do you feel?
It feels weak.
That's the mighty power of Jesus Christ healing you. That's been bone on bone, that knee. Bone on. That's the power of God putting in the cartilage. Power of God putting in something. Oh, you're getting a new knee, sister. You're getting a new knee. I believe you're okay now. Yes, you're okay. Come on. Off you go. How's that? Hey? How is it?
It does feel a lot better.
Move your leg. Move your leg. How's that? How's that? I think we need something here. You're full of the Holy Spirit, aren't you? Hey?
Thank you.